This is Bob's Homegrown Stash, spotlighting the best local rock, born and raised locally on 101.5 Bob Rocks.
101.5 Bob Rocks, what up,
sir?
It is the Homegrown Stash, boys. I'm Wobbly Bob.
I am Blitz Bob.
And I'm Bob Zombie. We are here in the studio for our first ever online podcast. Thank you for clicking to 101.5BobRocks.com. Thank you. Thank you very much.
For that.
Yes,
that
sir. Awesome.
Clap for you for clicking our own website.
Taking the time and being not afraid to embark on a journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have something special tonight, the very first of many to come.
We got permission.
This time. Did we?
Right.
That'd be up to you to decide.
Right?
Bob Zombie.
Yes.
Tell them what we did, man.
We took a trip down to the Blue Fox all the way in Winchester, Virginia. It was a great time. We actually went out there for, we had the interview with those guys last week. Six Kind of Riot was on the stage with, I shouldn't say last week because you're online. You don't know when this could be playing anytime, but we had an interview with Six Gun Riot, and these guys shared the stage with the interviewer we're playing tonight, Royal Bliss, the way from the west coast of
Salt
America.
Salt Lake City?
Oh, man, where the salt is lake.
The lake is and the lake is city.
That's why I'm on the sideline, you know, editing stuff, and you guys are talking on the microphones.
No. Well, it was interesting because you brought up a good point. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out now. So, Bob Zombie, we were talking off air, and he says, Blitz Bob's over here doing research. He's like, man, that's weird because Wobbly Bob, you usually do the research.
It's double your job.
And I'm thinking, you know what? He's right. I'm the dude that does the research. Blitz
is
the
group effort. It is a group effort.
It is, but you're more the entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
I see how it is.
Dude.
Dude, no, not entertainment like you're make me laugh. No, you're a trove of
like
knowledge,
bro.
Like
a male entertainer. Like a male entertainer.
How you doing? How are you,
and
Georgie?
And Bob Zombie, of course, is basically our engineer.
Yes.
Who
yes.
makes all of this happen. I'm not going to lie.
It's a group conglomerate. It is the A-team of broadcasting.
It really is.
Yeah. We're each a part of the letter A.
Yeah.
Oh. Attentive.
Yes.
Anal.
Okay.
And action-packed.
I could have came up with so many other words.
Psychology speaking, you know. Not like pornography
Freudian,
speaking.
I'm sorry.
If this is online, are we allowed to cuss?
The pause. There was a pause.
Like a very nice pause there. I don't think any of us know what's
going on.
No,
I'm not.
Oh,
I'd like to choose like Charles Dickensian.
Well, that's why when you guys were talking
words.
About A words, I was like, man, I could have come up with so many, but I can't say them on
here. Dude, we can be like, right?
But can we?
He is apocryphal. He can't even do it. He can't. He is apocryphal.
Either way, as you were saying, Bob Zombie.
Yes.
We have a very cool show ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down at Blue Fox. I've said it once. I'll say it again. One of my absolute favorite venue in this area.
It feels like a rock club.
Oh, yeah.
When you go in there.
It's so much more than that, though. I mean, it's such an intimate setting.
By the way, food.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wings and fries and deliciousness. Yeah. But we digress. We'll talk about the flute in
that
another show.
Correct.
I would have to say is the sound. It's amazing, too. Your ears don't hurt, you know?
And mad props to the sound, dude.
I was going
to
say.
You know, we got to throw him. Does anybody know his name?
I will eventually. I will get his name at another time.
But, I mean, there was no sizzle in the cymbals.
Nope.
It was perfectly low end.
Yep.
You could hear every, like, the vocals were the clearest I've ever heard in a venue.
Same here.
I'm looking forward to, hopefully, we take this a step further and we do a soundboard recording along with our broadcast, because if you take the recording off the soundboard, it's going to sound phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely, man. On that note, if you get a chance, check out the Blue Fox.
Yes.
You will not be disappointed.
Nope.
As I said, my favorite venue in the area. I'll try not to steer you wrong, and you know those guys treat us well down there.
Oh my God, yes.
So, you know,
we'll steer you down 81 South.
Go check. Doesn't matter if it's a, you know, a local show or if it's a big name
national act, yes.
You know, I'm gonna be honest, some of the local guys I've seen,
oh yeah,
they are just as good as the national act.
Yeah, the stage presence.
Exactly. So on that note,
mm-hmm.
we got to catch up with Neil Bliss right before the show.
That was awesome.
Yes, it was. And you know, he's gonna tell us what you can expect from a Royal Bliss show.
Nice.
101.5 Bob Rock.
101.5 Bob Rock's Wobbly Bob here at the Blue Fox with Royal Bliss.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having us out here.
No.
It's our first time in Winchester.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys.
Yeah, we were up the road. I can't remember where the hell we were. It was in West Virginia.
It was Bailey Acres.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to say a few years ago.
Yep. A couple years back.
I was at the show. I wasn't in this position to be able to talk to you.
That's awesome, man. You deserve to be here.
So what can we expect from the show tonight, man?
Man, just a regular good old rock and roll show. Royal Bliss throwing down, you know what I mean? We're just a band that, you know, we have an amazing time on stage. And you can just tell that we have a good time. We love playing together. We love crowds. And out here, you can tell in this room tonight, there's a good rock crowd. So it'll just be like, we're like kids up there, man. Just having fun. That's the way rock and roll should be.
Couldn't agree more, man. Like I said, I saw you guys at Shiley Acres. You put on half the show you did it.
I'll do three quarters at least.
We appreciate that. Care to tell what songs?
Angel Eyes, Save Me, Christ Sister.
Nice.
I mean, I Was Drunk, of course. You got to play that one. Have a little bit of everything, new and old and everything in between.
Gotcha. Dig it, man. So where's the next stop after here?
We head to Richmond, Virginia tomorrow.
Okay.
And, which is nice because we're going to stay in town tonight and hang out. And a lot of times whenever we play, we have to drive for 2 or 3 hours. So we can actually hang and party. Richmond's like 2 hours away. So we're stoked, man. We're excited just to be able to hang and meet some new friends and fans and have a good time.
Very cool. Well, I don't want to keep you. I know you got things you got to do. So
thank you so much.
Love it. I love it.
Again, it's really Royal appreciate. Bliss.
That's right.
It's 101.5.
Bob Rocks.
Think I'm going crazy. None of this used to faze me. Now I feel a little bit hazy. Think I'm just paranoid. All this pressure used to be my greatest pleasure, something that I used to treasure. Now it's just another void, 'cause everybody's watching me. Yeah, I'm slipping out the back door. I can't take it anymore. I'm running for my life. I think I'm just paranoid. All these voices telling me I got no choices. All a bunch of crowded noises. Everyone's an enemy. I got this power. This could be my finest hour. Maybe I'm just a coward. Everybody's watching me.
Five Bob Rocks. That is Royal Bliss with Paranoid. You've got the stash. And this is their 7th official studio album.
Wow.
10 altogether.
Wow. Self-titled at that.
Self-titled.
Yeah. Hmm.
Very cool, courtesy of Castle Records.
If I'm not mistaken, it's one of their best-selling albums, from what I understand right now. This new album, their self-titled album.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's one of those things, like, people who haven't heard the band, it's amazing to think that this is their, again, like I said, seventh album.
Right.
Tenth. Oh, they had three albums before. They had three independent albums, Free Again, Give Me a Little Bliss, and King Size. This is their seventh official album, and people are like, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, because Cry Sister wasn't even on. I mean, that was on what, their fourth album? Fourth official album.
I'm going to the Encyclopedia Britannica Wiki. Online.
As it were. What Bob Zombie said. Wikipedia.
We're gonna science that. It was off an earlier record,
which was a very well done record well. But again, I believe this is their biggest selling record. I could be mistaken, but
interesting thing here, their lead guitarist, Sean Memphis Hennessy, is actually lead guitar for Candlebox.
Yeah, no doubt.
So the bass player from Royal Bliss has an amazing bass. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, if you didn't attend the show, it's something that you probably didn't know. But yeah, it's a bass bass.
It was green, bass colors.
it was legitimately made for him.
Yes.
Did it look like a fish?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. A bass bass, yes.
Bass.
Like a largemouth bass.
So it's B-A-S-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an oxymoron ironic sandwich.
Amazing.
I like the way you put that.
I like that.
And it was so cool. Like I said, man, I mean, it sounded amazing.
Okay. And it was a fish.
One of the most custom guitars, custom basses.
Right. That's up there with Michael Anthony when he had the Jack Daniels bottle as his bass when he played for Van Halen.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
This is a fish.
The things you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, man. The things that you can make into guitars now.
I wish I had the story because I remember him telling us about that bass. But we were so excited about our inaugural mobile stash that we were just like, thank you for talking to us.
We blacked out. What happened? Yeah,
exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Blitz Bob.
All right. Yes. No, I get it.
Definitely had a blackout moment. But, you know, that's just one of those moments at the show. About the bass bass, and you know, there's so much more. Bob Zombie, man, tell him about it. Is there anything else that you can remember? You know, paint a picture for him. Oh, you know what? One thing that we should add here is one of their songs. If you don't know what "swim you" means, well, we found out that night.
"Swim you."
Yeah, do you know what "swim you" means?
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
I forget.
I'm not sure what a euphemism is. I'm going out on a limb by saying yes.
All right.
is that what it means? One thing
is it
means
a
another
verb?
Thing?
Can you use it in a sentence?
It means smoking.
I'm going to swim you until I can't feel feelings.
Smoking weed.
In my underwear.
In my underwear.
I remember that now.
Swim you.
You know what? I have the live version of
that.
Is that on the album?
It's not on the album.
No, it is not on the song.
Not on this album.
I might have to get a hold of
it. It is on, I believe it was their album before this one.
Can we spell the word?
Swim you.
Like.
I'm going to spell it out right now.
S-W-I-M space.
You.
Y-O-U?
No.
As in one word.
S-I-M.
Underwear. You. S-W-I-M-U.
I wrote an M instead of a W is what happened.
Okay. All right.
S-W-I-M-U. Exactly. Swim you.
Swim you.
Like a university that's nothing but swimming.
I've never heard that term.
Smoking weed in my underwear.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Nice. Because night.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Yeah.
Oh, an acronym. I know what an acronym is.
Yes. So, I forgot that we were thinking about the word that was the word.
Acronym.
It wasn't it.
Not euphemism.
Nope.
All right. So we're getting back on track here.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got to catch up with Neil at the end of the show as well. So we're going to take a few minutes here and listen to how that went. 101.5 Bob Rocks is Wobbly Bob alongside Bob Zombie.
Hey, Wobbly Bob, we're here in Winchester, Virginia, out of the Poop Box. We just got done watching an amazing show down here in Virginia.
Not only did we have Six Gun Riot, But we also have Royal Bliss.
Yeah, we've had a hell of a time. It's been a lot of ups and downs, and of course, like anything in life, you want to be successful in absolutely anything in life, it's going to be a struggle. Nothing is easy, but it's 100% worth it. You know, this life, the best part about it is meeting people like you guys, sharing the stage with, you know, six-gun riots. I was going to say six-barrel riot.
I was
going to
say, like, our opposing band would be like Nerf gun riot, you know? Like, it's like the PG version of us, you know?
Well, this is what it's awesome, you know? It's like traveling around the country, sharing the stage, and watching these guys play tonight, you could tell that they have the same amount of passion where they absolutely love being on that stage. I mean, I could tell it. I could feel you guys.
Absolutely.
And that's what I love. I mean, the experience of traveling around the country, like from the people you meet to the venues you get experience, like the radio stations and all the different walks of life that, you know, converge on these little bars and these little clubs, all with the same passion of music. It just brings everybody together. And to be a part of that, small part of that, is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's one of the best feelings in the world. So
the fact that you're so humble about it, man, and so welcoming to it is amazing.
People say that all the time, like, you guys are just so down to earth or whatever, but it's like, I mean, I sing in a band. I'm not saving people's lives. I mean, I'm not making sure, like, fixing your car to make sure you make it to work and can have a living. I mean, I got more respect for auto mechanics and doctors and ambulance and the military and police officers and firefighters. I mean, I get to just get in stage and drink beer and sing for my job. I'm lucky. I'm no better than anybody else, and no band should ever act that way.
Well, what if I told you that maybe you are saving somebody's life, man?
We have had those stories, which when I hear that, and that's one of the things that's kept me going. Like, when someone comes up to us and tells us what a song means to them, like, hey, you got me off drugs, you saved my marriage, you stopped me, like, the strongest one is you prevented me from committing suicide. And that's happened multiple times in my life. And that's one of the biggest things. You know, we don't make millions of dollars. We're not, like, the biggest band in the world. But that alone right there, that we've impacted somebody like that, it's the best feeling in the world. And that's why we keep doing it, man. I love it.
Well said, man.
I live my life on adrenaline. I've seen my share of the suffering. I found my dreams on a wrinkle in time. I see my face in the mirror. Red eyes, these lines getting clearer.
5 Bob Rocks. That was Adrenaline by none other than Royal Bliss, who we got to see at
the Majestic Blue Fox.
There you go.
I was not there.
No,
I apologize.
But I love your
I know the venue well.
Yeah.
So
you can just visualize it. Close your eyes and you were there.
You had a lovely dinner and an evening with a rock band.
And it was so cool. I mean, there was like, again, those are the most humble guys and just the, you know, just like us sitting around talking, man. Yeah. That's what it was.
For sure.
Gonna get back into the interview with Royal Bliss down at the Blue Fox. It's 101.5
Bob Rocks.
So one final question. How do you think your wife felt with the happy birthday?
I can tell she had a grin ear to ear. So she was blushing and cheeks and I just the fact that she knows I'm thinking about her while I'm on stage. I mean, I think that's going to mean the world to her. And then, I mean, I could see. And then everybody here singing happy birthday. Yeah, I mean, she's an inspiration for my lyrics. So, you know.
You brought us into your world.
Yeah.
That's what was cool.
Well, that's the way it is, man. I mean, we're honest in our music and our lyrics. I mean, I write about my life, you know, and where I'm at. And it's not like making up like what's going to make the most sense or what's going to be a hit song. It's like where I'm at that particular time. Because I think a lot of people, you know, we're a blue-collar rock band. We go through all the same struggles as everybody else. And why lie about crap,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's Absolutely. For us to sing from the heart. I think that's why we have so many bands that connect with us and are diehards. And there's people driving 3-4 hours just to come here tonight. It's because they feel the honesty in our music and they can relate to it. And that's, you know, people that we could write the mathematical formula for a hit song, but then what's that going to do, man? It doesn't do anything. My gear to the top of the charts, but you're not touching anybody with that.
Exactly. It's not coming from the soul at that point.
No. And that's like all of our music. Like, I can't get up there and sing BS. I gotta sing something I feel, or it's just gonna come off wrong. You know, I don't want to go up there and sing someone else's song. You know, it's like I can't. I mean, I'll do cover songs. I like cover songs. But you know, like a lot of bands, someone else writes their songs for them to like be their like band song. And it's like I just can't do it. I like me personally, like us as a group, we'll sit down, we'll write that song. We all have to connect. And that's the thing that, you know, and when we're up on stage, it's this synergy together. We're telling the story together, telling the story through with the guitar, the bass, the drums, or the lyrics or the vocals, where it's all got to speak.
Absolutely, man. Like I said earlier, off air, the sound that comes out of those speakers are 100% you.
Yeah.
There's no backing tracks. There's nothing like that. 100% real.
Right. All 100% all natural grass-fed rock and roll.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you.
Royal Bliss on 101.5.
Bob Ross.
I'm headed down to the crossroads to find my Lucy in the sky. To spread these wings, to feel that glory. That I'd give my life. Strangers at my table, all trying to tell me who I am.
They'll never tell me who I am.
Oh, but I can read between their lies, yeah. And they'll never understand. The devil till the morning light. Oh.
101.5 Bob Rocks. Bob Zombie here, and you just heard Devil with the Angel Eyes by Royal Bliss right here on the Homegrown Stash. Thank you for listening to our inaugural webisode, our web podcast. I don't know what a webisode is. I just keep saying it. It's because I like it saying it.
It's like something it the DuckTales would invent.
DuckTales.
Is that going back too far?
No.
Disney Plus going on, man.
Whenever I think of DuckTales, I think of Darkwing Duck.
Oh, let's get dangerous.
Yes.
Dangerous.
All right, do you think we have time for one more song, maybe?
All right.
Let's do it. I think we have time for it. Let's do it.
You know what? Let's stop talking.
Get one more song in and cut it.
All right, what do you want to, which one y'all want to check out now?
You're Killing Me.
Oh, You're Killing Me.
You're Killing Me, what? Smalls. You're Killing Me.
The song title is called You're Killing Me.
What BZ said.
If you didn't catch that.
Perfect.
All right. There you go. We're out of here. Thanks for joining us for the Homegrown Stash podcast. And we are your Homegrown Stash boys.
But make sure you listen in to our second coming up webisode with Six Gun Riot. We're going to go ahead and throw that interview up there as well because they're such good dudes.
Yeah. Click that link. Check that one out too, because I think you'll be impressed with those guys, Six Gun Riot. But closing out the show, like we said, Royal Bliss on 101.5
Bob Rocks.
Killing the breath when I've got none, the reason for the things I've done. I hate to feel alone inside my skin. Pick me up and take my fear, tie me down to leave me here. I scream so loud but no one hears a sound of you taking over. Drive my tears away. A raging chill, there's nothing left. Tell myself it's in my head, but I can't stop giving in to you. You've taken over.
More of the best local rock on Bob's Homegrown Stash.